Paniyam refers to the fragrant cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages such as honey, mango juice and pilu juice. Suryavasa indicates Durva grass used to make the religious offering of arghya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus the grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandala refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram and their friends play, sit and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Netrupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinadarim Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutade Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshakarine Vanchakalpa Sarugrasya कृपासिन्धुभ्यैश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. It's a very happy day, happy occasion for us to glorify Lord Krishna and Sri Giri Govardhan. Today is the most auspicious day of the festival of Sri Giridhar Govardhan. So Govardhan festival is one of the most happy celebrated festivals in Vrindavan. So we all know the pastime. Of course, in a short time, we will also discuss the pastime in detail. But nevertheless, most of us, we know what is the essence of the pastime, that how Krishna humbled Indra and he initiated this beautiful festival of worshipping Govardhan Hill. And as a result of that, for the last 500 years, devotees are celebrating with great joy. Of course, it was revived by Sri Madhavendra Puri. So today we discuss this pastime of Govardhan Puja which Krishna initiated. But also before that, let us meditate, reflect for a few moments on why it is so special for all the devotees in ISKCON. There are many ways of seeing this festival. One is of course Krishna's wonderful pastime and a beautiful festival. How Krishna loves to enjoy with his devotees and how Krishna gives shelter to all the devotees under the Govardhan Hill. How Krishna protects Krishna's sweet loving pastimes with his devotees, Krishna's reciprocation with his devotees, how Krishna fulfills all the desires of his devotees. So this is a very sweet aspect which we will cover provided we have time. But we can also meditate on another aspect that this pastime reveals, which is very important for sadhaka, for the practitioner of Krishna consciousness. Because in this pastime, we see that Indra, he was trying to kill Krishna's devotees. I mean, what can be a bigger offense than this? When we read the six kinds of offenses, the first offense comes as killing devotees. So Indra was trying to kill Krishna's devotees, but if you see in this pastime, Krishna forgives Indra at the end of the pastime. Means, another way of looking at this pastime means that this festival of Govardhan Puja is that this is a festival of redemption. This is a festival of hope for ISKCON devotees, for each one of us. We have hope. Because there are two pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam where devotees make mistakes and offenses towards Krishna or Krishna's devotees, which are very popular. There may be many pastimes, but of all the offenses committed by devotees, which is a very beautiful pastime also, the offenses of devotees, if you consider all the offenses, pastimes of devotees, two pastimes are most popular. One is Brahma Vimohan Leela and the other is the Govardhan Leela. Isn't it? And Brahma Vimohan Leela is what? It's a mistake of 1 minute. It's not that Brahmaji was constantly thinking of offending Krishna. No, it was a slip for 1 moment. And it was not too long. And Brahmaji basically got, he got a little confused. And he tried to test Krishna. He tried to test. He was trying to, Shikshashakam Prabhu's class I was hearing. It's such a beautiful class on Govardhan Puja 2017. I recommend everyone to hear it. I must have heard it at least 5 times. Just whenever I get bored or whenever I'm sad, I just play that. So nice, very nourishing class. So in that class he was saying that Brahmaji's problem was he was trying to do anuman of Krishna. That entire pastime is a result of the anuman analysis. But Indra, when you offended Krishna, that is the second pastime. But there it was abhiman. He says anuman and abhiman was two things where there are offenses in the past. But if you see of the two, which is the more severe offense? Brahmaji's offense or Indra's offense? Logically, if you see, Indra's offense was the worst, sending clouds of devastation to kill Krishna's most intimate devotees. I mean, there cannot be a more severe offense than this. Just come to think of it. But you will see, our Vaishnava Acharya has given such beautiful purport that Krishna was more upset with Brahma than with Indra. Now this doesn't mean that he was offended. That's not the message. The point is that because Brahma tried to separate Krishna's devotees from Krishna, but Indra, whatever he did, it was an offense and all that is there. We should not think that I was also offended like that. No, that's not the point. The point is whatever Indra did. But the result was all devotees came together for 7 days and 7 nights. So Krishna became so happy that you see the prayers that both Brahmaji and Indra offered. So Brahmaji offered so many beautiful prayers. You know? What is that first prayer? Beautiful prayer. I forget the first word. Huh? Now media, Prabhupada, Lambaraya, all that series of prayers, beautiful prayers. And Krishna simply ignored Brahma. Krishna did not have anything to do with Brahmaji. And Brahmaji cried with all his foreheads, begged forgiveness. And Brahmaji ignored him. Krishna ignored Brahma. And Indra, when he was offering prayers of forgiveness, in 3 prayers only Krishna said, I have forgiven you. It's okay. Because Krishna's mathematics is different. Krishna's way of analyzing, many times we think, if I do like this, Krishna will be very pleased with me. Are we don't know what is Krishna's magic, Krishna's mathematics, Krishna's logic. Many times, devotees, we think, oh, I'm so fallen, I'm so bad, I cannot be redeemed, I have no hope. Wait, just listen, remember this part. If Indra can get hope, we also have, can anyone of us say we are more sinful than Jagannath Mandir, honestly? We may say for in prayers, we may say, but honestly, has anyone of us here committed more sins than Jagannath Mandir? So Jagai Madhari, I was hearing one class of his holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj recently. He was saying that Jagai Madhari got complete mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in that same breath, Maharaj is saying how Ramdas, although he was chanting Ram Naam constantly, Lord Chaitanya ignored him. So the Lord's calculation is different. That is the, I think, today's festival, I would like to meditate on this principle. That Krishna's calculation is different from my calculation. So if Indra has hope, I should not condemn myself. Like I remember, I should be very attached to my sadhana karma. I used to always feel, okay, today chanting done, today hearing one class of Prabhupada. So I should give myself points, 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10, 9 out of 10 for my chanting. I'm doing good, this sadhana is good, hari bol. So I should chant here, you know, near our Prabhupada's, this our Garudji's deal, I should chant. And then there was a circle, japa circles. And there was one devotee used to sit next to me and chant, and he used to always sleep in japa. Hare Krishna. And he used to fall down. And I used to hit him on the slab. And he used to wake up and he used to shake his head vigorously. And I used to chant very coolly. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And I never fell asleep in japa. I used to never fall asleep. I used to sit straight because I was very conscious of the scores. I have to give myself 7, 9, 10 out of 10 in japa. So I used to think if I chant well, I will get good scores. So I used to chant attentively. I used to think I am chanting attentively. And poor fellow, this brahmachari, he used to always sleep in japa. And I used to, in one mahamantra, at least 3 times I used to hit him. I used to keep hitting him on his lap. And he used to open his eyes. And he used to walk and chant, and that was when he used to sleep. So I used to think, Becharico, Pan-Narika Sudarmini. I used to actually think like that. It was a deep-rooted, became a deep-rooted belief. So one day what happened, I remember I never slept in japa. But one day what happened, I had a very late night program. And somehow that day we were chanting. I started feeling so sleepy that I just couldn't control myself. So I went to Sevastan. That time Sevastan had just started here for the VTA. So I went and there was a nice bed, empty. I just fell on that bed, like it was like, because I can't explain that relief experience of falling on the bed when you are exhausted. And I just got knocked out. And after 2 hours, I woke up and I came running down because that was the Bhagavatam class had started and that time we were very strict in attendance. So I came running and I sat in the Bhagavatam class and I was fresh. And as I sat, I saw on my left side that same brahmachari who managed to see every day sleep in the entire morning program, including the Bhagavatam class, he's sitting, standing up, then again sitting, then walking and shaking his head and hearing the class. And I looked at him and I looked at myself, I was feeling fresh. But that's when it was the aha moment, you know what it's called as an epiphany. It was a moment of epiphany for me. I realized that this Brahmachari devotee, he is every day in this mood. I'm fallen Prabhu, I have no taste. And he's always telling me, see, because he had low blood pressure actually. Because of that, he wouldn't even realize that he is falling asleep. But he was sincerely struggling in his Krishna conscious practices. And every day he would come, you know, whenever I would talk to him, he would say, I am fallen, you know, I can't attend morning program, I always feel sleepy. And then I was thinking, just one day I felt a little sleepy, I gave up chanting. And this person is every day going through that problem, but he never gives up. See, we both had a sadhana card, I may give 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 and this Prabhuji may give himself 0, 1 because he is thinking he is so fallen and he is so bad in his spiritual practices. So as I am giving myself 9 out of 10 and he is giving 1 out of 10, Krishna has the original sadhana card with him upstairs in Goloka Vrindavan. So as I am giving 9 out of 10, Krishna is giving me 0, maybe 1. And whereas this devotee is giving himself 1 out of 10, Krishna may be giving him 11 out of 10, I don't know. So Krishna mathematics is completely different. So many times when we see devotees are sincerely repenting for their mistakes. Like in our first canto Prabhupada writes in Parikshit Maharaj section that repentance is like fire that burns the grass of all sinful reactions. So devotee's internal mood he cannot judge. And Krishna is not bothered by our external grandeur and what we do. So this is a very hope-giving pastime that in Govardhan Puja, if Indra can be forgiven, we have hope. I remember, we come to the past time, but I just need to share this. This is in my heart. This is not part of my notes. But I am begging forgiveness from Gauran Prabhu. Because Gauran Prabhu and myself, I remember when I just joined the temple, I was very new. And I had a decent understanding of Govardhan festival, but I had not reckoned with some personality like Maharaj, who can go into ecstasy and give classes for 5 to 6 hours. I mean, I had no idea that there are such people who exist. I was a young devotee, enthusiastic. I was sitting right here. I mean, Vyasasana was there, Maharaj was giving class, absorbed. And Gauran Prabhu was right in just a little front of me. And Maharaj was looking at each one of us, intensely giving class, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And right side was the entire Govardhan made, with all the rice, puris, cakes. So of course I was not looking at it because I knew offering has to happen. So the offering happened. And after that I thought now Maharaj will end the class. Because I had not taken any break. I was so hungry. And my eyes kept going to the entire, because the bhoga is offered now. Now it is prasad. So I was thinking, when will Maharaj end the class? And when will I get to honor Govardhan's Mahaprasad? And I was hungry. I saw patata vada, I saw puris. And I was getting restless, and Maharaj was absorbed. He was like in another world. So 8 o'clock, 8:15, the class started, and it was around 1 o'clock, and there was no sign of stopping. I don't know where, we were in another world only. So then suddenly I was hungry. I saw something fishy. I saw in front of me Gauran Prabhu, he was sitting like this. So I realized, I thought he may be eating Mahaprasad. So I looked at him carefully. And then I saw him pick up one batata vada from the Mahaprasad, which was Govardhan next to us. And then as he took it, I saw it with my own eyes, and Maharaj in front of us giving class. And when I saw it, Gauran Prabhu realized that I am seeing. So immediately put that batata vada in my hand. And I looked at him and said, he said, so now I have batata vada in my hand, Maharaj is giving class, and Prabhuji is also eating little story chori. So I am saying, what to do with Mahaprasad? And my hunger is telling me, honor it, but etiquette is telling, Maharaj is giving class, how can I eat prasad? But in that struggle, I decided to surrender to the struggle, not struggle, and I quite lie also it. And you know what happens when you eat, when you are hungry and you eat one nice batata vada, you want to eat more. And Gauran Prabhu being merciful as he is, he gave me another something, samosa he gave, some puri. So slowly we were eating and we were not in our heads and we were in class. And Maharaj was going on and on and on. So by half an hour, I was completely satisfied. And then we didn't mind. Let the class go on for another 3 hours. We were ready for it. But Maharaj stopped the class and then we had kirtan and prasad and devotees to rest. So in the evening, I was near the water. Gauran Prabhu said, chak, come, let's go to Maharaj's room. I said, what? And come. Jaake maafi maangne gaya na. Jaake go and forgiveness. I said, what? Then aapne chori kiya na. We stole, no, Mahaprasad. So we have to say sorry to Maharaj. Maharaj was giving class, which is bad etiquette, no? So Prabhuji, but I didn't steal, no? You are the one who stole. So you go to Maharaj. He said, no. Hey, apan dono ne kiya. We both were guilty of the crime. So we should go. Come. No, Maharaj is very nice. Maharaj will not say anything. Come. So I went very reluctant. Just remember, I have just joined the ashram. I am very new, young, fearful, insecure, and I want to be in the good books of my spiritual master. Any young devotee will want the guru to not think bad. But at the same time, I was charmed by the simplicity of Gauran Prabhu, saying that, let us go and beg forgiveness. So I said, it's a good chance to get darshan of Maharaj. So I also agreed, I told along, and we went to the room. And then Maharaj said, yes, Gauran Prabhu, who is this gentleman with you? So then Gauran Prabhu introduced me, and then we sat. Maharaj said yes. So then Gauran Prabhu said, Maharaj, you want to beg forgiveness? And my heart started beating. I said, you know, to tell a spiritual master that you are eating Mahaprasad in a giving class, how will he react? How is he going to react now? And he said, Maharaj, you are giving class. And we ate laddu, batata vada. We are very sorry about it. And I looked at Maharaj's eyes. Maharaj was looking straight, intense. And then his first words were, you were sitting in the class. So I said, Maharaj, you were right in front of you. Maharaj said, you know, I thought he will be upset, he'll say, don't do it next time. Okay, forgive you. This is what you would generally think Guru would say. Merciful Guru would say, theek hai, maaf kar diya. Or more merciful Guru would chastise and then he would forgive. But I was so amazed. Maharaj, the first reaction was, amazing, how did you do it? How did you do it? And I didn't see it. How are you doing it? Describe it to me.
So then Brahma actually started explaining how it was removing things, giving it to me and all that, and then you were, and Mara was there, and he started laughing. He made the whole atmosphere so light, as if it was not at all an offense. That's the first time in my life I got a glimpse of Krishna's mercy, of Krishna's compassion. How Krishna's representative don't see, don't judge you for who, for what you have done. They see you for the potential that you carry, or for who you essentially are. And Mara was so full of warmth and compassion. He was just enjoying the description. And then when we were leaving, Mara said, "Oh, amazing, amazing. I just never saw that. You were sitting right there. Oh, I never saw." And then when we were leaving, then Mara started laughing again. And then Mara said, "Gauranga Prabhu, please stop, stop, stop." So then we turned back. "No, you can go. No, no, you can go," Mara said. And then said, "But remember, please don't," he said, "please don't drag a young innocent man in your crime." Basically, Maharaj, then I felt so loved. You know, Maharaj was like trying to say that, "Are you get our innocent life?" So it was such a sweet incident that, you know, I have never forgotten it ever since. And I felt that day that this is actually the mood of our, parampara. They are not here to be the, they are not here to stick to condemn devotees for every small slip and mistake. So let us first celebrate, at least, you know, in Govardhan Puja festival, let us celebrate this fact that Krishna accepts all of us for who we are. You know, Abhyanidhi Prabhu often tells this story that a crow was very sad. The crow went to the swan and said, "You are so beautiful, you are so white colored, I am so black." But the swan said, "I am a bland white colored bird. Actually, you should go to a parrot. Parrot is so beautiful, he has such red beaks." And so then he went to the parrot. The parrot said, "I am useless. The peacock so beautiful. Peacock dances so nice." So then the crow said, "Peacock, you crow went to the peacock and said, you are the most." So the crow realized, wherever he went, finally, nobody is satisfied, because we can't accept ourselves the way we are. Krishna has made us unique the way we are. And this acceptance, self-love, is not false pride. Many times we think, "Oh, we become proud." No. If you are essentially founded on gratitude, if you are constantly grateful to Krishna for all the gifts that you have been given by Krishna, then how can we become proud? If the point is, gratitude is antidote. So let us not beat ourselves. Let us celebrate the fact that Krishna has made us very unique. And if Krishna is willing to forgive Indra, if Jagai Madari have hope, we also have hope. And many times the devotees, we are so obsessed that "I have not become pure devotee. I have not become pure. I am so sinful." No, relax. Our Prajaman Prabhu gave a beautiful class. He was, I think, two weeks back. He was saying how, you know, Krishna is Hari. Hari means he steals. And a thief will never steal. If you are very attentive at home about your property, when you are not aware, that's when the thief comes and steals. So he was saying that we have so many anarthas, don't keep worrying about your anarthas, don't keep looking at it. Relax. Krishna, when he will steal, you will not even realize when he will steal. Of course, not all anarthas are there. He gave a description of which anarthas you have to work upon, which anarthas, all that is there. But the principle is, don't obsess with it. Don't beat yourself. So you are giving example of that, you know, Alcohol Anonymous, they say, "Sharab chudaye, bina sharabi ko bataye." So you are saying, similarly, Krishna is a great thief. He will remove the anantha in his own time, because he is a great, great masterful thief. He is Hari. He knows when to release that anantha from our heart. Let us have faith and let us continue to do our devotional service. So you give the example of his mother. His mother could not give up tea for years together. So one day in that Hyderabad temple, I think congregation, they announced Jagannath Rath Yatra is coming. So, but whoever is going to cook festival or feast for this, for Jagannathji Bhoga, for the one week that will be cooking. So you cannot drink tea, you cannot eat onion garlic for this one week, like that. So his mother volunteered, saying that, "Okay, one week I can manage without tea and onion garlic." So she was happily cooking for Jagannath, and by the end of the one week, he just felt no need to drink tea again. So Krishna, see how Hari, what a thief Krishna is. So let us understand this principle, Otherwise, because we can't accept ourselves, we can't accept Krishna uniquely, what we land up is with complete non-acceptance of self, and subconsciously we can't accept other devotees also. And that's why we land up making a community of devotees. Prabhupada said it's kind of like hospital where we all are coming for getting cured of our material desires. But instead of making it a hospital, we land up making it a police station. You know, somebody comes wounded, hurt, terrified by the material energy. Instead of giving him love and compassion, we may pounce on him. So therefore we have to understand, Indra has got redemption, so we also have redemption. So this was an introduction, but we will come back to the verse. It's a beautiful verse. This is chanted by the gopis. So this verse reveals the Govardhan's most amazing quality. Antaya madrira pala vidasa varyo yad rama krishna charana sparsha pramoda manantanoti sahago ganayo stayogya paniya surya sakandara kandamule. Look at the first word the gopis are saying. Hanta. I means this. Hanta. Hanta means like exclamation. We say, ah, wow. So Hanta is an exclamation. So the gopis first, when they are remembering Giridhar, their mood is Hanta. Who is that? What is the exclamation for? Whom is it for? Hanta, I am Adri, this mountain, Adri means mountain. See, Shukdev Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto very happily describes the activities of Krishna and Balaram throughout the different seasons, like summer, rainy season, autumn season. So when Krishna and Balaram would enter the forest of Vrindavan for herding cows, the gopis would be back in the Vrindavan village, and they would announce themselves constantly, think and glorify Krishna. Constantly. So at home, they are discussing amongst themselves about Krishna, but because of transcendental vision and attachment to Krishna, deep attachment, they would speak about Krishna as if Krishna is there right in Vrindavan with them. Although Krishna has gone far away to the forest, but they would be thinking Krishna is right there. Kulu kale samrita tandulamsha sangatayantyo musale pramukha gayanti gopyo janita anuraga govinda damodara madhavete. So when they would be doing the churning, when they would attest to the grinding mortar they would be using, and when they would be breaking all of that, those grains, they would be singing. Yes? Musale Pramuddha Gayanti Gopi, with great attachment, as if Krishna was present right there with them, they would talk about Krishna. So although Krishna is far away, they would say, look at him, Krishna, look at this. Like if I say this clip, I mean this is real right now. If the clip is somewhere else, I would say that clip. You know, bring me that. But gopis are talking about Krishna and Giridhar. I am Adri. I said Govardhan is here. Actually, Govardhan is far away. Krishna and Balaram have gone to Govardhan. But they are so attached that the first words of this verse reveals how the gopis are saying this hill, Hantaya Madri, this boy, let me please say this boy, means he is here, next to us. So the gopis are talking about Govardhan as if he is right there with them. That much attached they are to Govardhan. Hantaya Madri Rapala Saridasa Variyo. And then they say, this hill, Giridhar, Govardhan is Haridasa Varyo. Varyo means best. Haridas means servant of Krishna. So, Haridas, we all want to become Haridas, right? We want to become servants of Krishna. And Giriraj is teaching us how to be the best servant of Krishna. That is why it is called Haridasa Varyo. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Shukadeva Goswami has called many devotees, like three devotees as Haridas. You know, the Yudhishthir Maharaj is called the Haridas. Why? Because he was very attached to Krishna. He performed the Rajasuya sacrifice to glorify Krishna. And Pandavas were very dear to Krishna. Krishna would go to their house. And in fact, they were so malleable to Krishna's desires that Krishna became an instrument in their hands. ಸಾರಕ್ಕೆ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವದ ಸೇವನ ಸಖ್ಯ ದೌತ್ಯ ವೀರಾಸನಾನು ಗಮನ ಸ್ತವನ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧೇಶು ಮಹಿಳೆಯರು ಸ್ನಿಗ್ಧೇಶು ಪಾಂಡುಷು ಜಗತ್ ಪ್ರಣತಿಂಚ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕರೋತಿ ನೃಪತಿ ಶರಣಾರವಿಂದ. ಸೊ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದೆಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ವಾಕ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದೇರ್ ಹೌಸ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ಇನ್ವಿಟೇಷನ್, ವಿದೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಟೆಂತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಇಸ್ ಉದ್ಧವ. ಉದ್ಧವ ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಕಸಿನ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೆಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಬರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಸೊ ಹೀಸ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್. ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಹರಿದಾಸ್. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ರಿವೀಲ್? ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವರಿಯ, ಹರಿದಾಸ ವರಿಯ. ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವೈ ಇಸ್ ಇ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವೆಂಟ್? ದಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್. ಹಂತಾಯ ಮದ್ರಿರ ಬಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ ವರಿಯೋ ಯತ್ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚರಣ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಪ್ರಮೋದ. ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಜಾಯ್. ಪ್ರಮೋದ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ. ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಹೂಮ್? ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚರಣ ಸ್ಪರ್ಶ. ವೆನ್ ರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಟಚ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಹೀ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಮೋದ. ಈ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ. ಸೊ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ಈಸ್ ಜುಬಿಲಿಯಂಟ್. When the servant, if he is engaged in the service of master, the servant must feel joy. If the servant is miserable serving the master, if he is not pramoda, then he is not the best servant. Now if the servant is sad while serving his master, that is not good. So by service, the servant makes the master so happy. So the master is also joyful. So basically both are happy. What is Srila Prabhupada teaches? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So there are two instructions here. We should chant Hare Krishna and we should also be happy. We can't be miserable chanting Hare Krishna. It's like devotees say, they come to Krishna, they are very new in bhakti, but they hear about the high humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And they come to Krishna, Radha Gopinath, very new in bhakti, sincere, but they have heard about pure devotees crying in lamentation about their fallen conditions. So then they come in front of Krishna and they start condemning themselves from day one. So if they are always Krishna consciousness is great to condemn yourself. But if we are not Krishna conscious always, if we are dealing with the material energy and getting contaminated by material energy, and then they are also condemning ourselves and not remembering Krishna all the time, then we are simply sending negative self-messages and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's all. It becomes a reality. So devotees, it's like this, imagine. It's a very mundane example, but just imagine. A young boy and a young girl are about to get married. Their horoscopes match. So the parents say, okay, now you can see each other. After relationship banana, sambandha, right? So this boy and the girl, first meeting, this has really happened, that's what I'm saying. Somebody, very close friend of mine in the marriage board told me that this has happened. So just imagine this boy goes to this girl, first meeting, he says, I'm very fallen, I'm good for nothing, I'm useless, I'm a pig, I don't deserve to get married. And he starts condemning himself like a psychic wreck. That girl will run away. Of course, Krishna is not like that. Krishna is very compassionate. But what I'm saying is, here we want to establish sambandha with Krishna. We have to put our best foot forward, confident, happy, cheerful, not dishonest. It's not that shamelessly lie to Krishna. No. Krishna, I'm honest. See, you have the anandas. But I love you. I accept myself just the way I am. I know that you have accepted me. I know you are most merciful. Coming to Krishna with a cheerful disposition will help us establish our sambandha with Krishna. So, it is very important. Just imagine there is a billionaire who has no dearth of servants, and if one servant is serving that billionaire master, always crying, he gets tea for the master and is like, So the master will say, I don't need your service, you first become happy. Don't be so depressed when you come in front of me. Pure devotees, when they are crying, they are not doing it, it is happening to them. When pure devotees say, I am fallen, I am a worm in the stool, they are not They are not practicing to say that. They are not executing bhakti. That is effective bhakti. That is the effect of their love for Krishna. Like what a man will do with his wife, what a wife will do with her husband in the private chambers. What they talk, what they cry, what they laugh, that is strictly confidential. That is not in public domain. But our acharyas have mercifully put it in the public domain. What pure devotees, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the way he is banging his head in Gambhira, crying for Krishna in separation, that is what is happening in the bedroom, quote and unquote. And we make a whole practice out of it. Then we are simply digging our own grave, we are going far away from Krishna. So our mood should be, Govardhan is teaching, Giri Govardhan is teaching us. Pramoda, Ramakrishna Charana Sparsha, Pramoda, happy. You know, when a servant serves his master and he is joyful and the master feels my servant is serving me and he's so happy serving me, the master becomes joyful. And when the servant sees that the master has become joyful by my service, the servant becomes even more happy. And seeing that he's become more happy, the master becomes even more happy. So there is a transcendental competition. And if the servant is not happy, he is always saying, I am tired, I have no rest, my master is only making me work. Then he is not the best servant. Best servant will always feel joy in any condition. And Govardhan Hill, Sri Giriraj Govardhan is teaching us that he is the best servant of Krishna because in every condition he is joyful. And so much ecstasy as Govardhan is feeling that is ecstasy. This word in this verse, second line, you see, Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. This Pramoda word is an answer to the biggest doubt people ask when they hear Govardhan Lila. One of the doubts people have is, how can, if Krishna has lifted Govardhan, how can whole Vrindavan come under Govardhan? See, logically, this ISKCON Chaupati has many property or many things, many resources. So one, this Vyasasana is one of the things in ISKCON Chaupati. So Vyasasana is in ISKCON Chaupati. Now, but all the things of ISKCON Chaupati, can they come on this Vyasasana? No. So Govardhan is in Vrindavan. So whole of Vrindavan is under Govardhan. This is illogical. Somebody will challenge when they hear this first time. So then we should quote them this verse. And the second verse, second line. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. The ecstasy that Govardhan felt, he became so ecstatic that Rama and Krishna Sparsha, their Charana Sparsha, that when this incident happened, when Indra heard thunderbolt rain, Govardhan, because of Pramoda, ecstasy, he expanded himself. And then he expanded so much that the entire Vrindavan came under it. And everything could be accommodated. So, this is the second line of this verse. First line is glorifying Govardhan, how Govardhan is right here. Means this shows the attachment the gopis have for Govardhan. Hantaya Matri Rabala Haridasa Varyo Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda. Now, the third line reveals that Govardhan was simply serving not only Krishna and Balaram. What is the third line? Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayoryat manam tanoti. Govardhan was giving respects to whom? Sahago ganayostayoryat. To Krishna's friends also. Not simply Krishna and Balaram. Their friends. And go, the cows of Krishna Balaram and their friends. Manam tanoti sahago ganayostayoryat. See, that when Giriraj Govardhan expanded himself during the 7-day pastime, that time, what did he do after he expanded? He gave shelter from all the wind, thunderbolt, rain, and so much attack. So much attack by Indra, but Govardhan was not in distress because he was touched by Krishna's lotus hand. So, when there is touch of Krishna, there is ecstasy. And what did Govardhan give? Govardhan gave his entire body in service of Krishna. Whole body. So Krishna, Balaram, and now Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos. Krishna's friends are all walking. walking on Govardhan Hill. I mean, you have given your body. Look at the service attitude of Girira Govardhan that. Krishna's friends, cows, everybody is walking on him. Like if any servant, how will he feel if his authority walks over him? I can't take it off, for sure. And nobody should also, because there is something called a self-respect, and we should of course be assertive, that's not wrong. But look at Sri Girira Govardhan's mood. He is a servant. And all his masters whom he is serving, they are walking over him. Sometimes we are told, oh, you are going through so much suffering, tolerate. We have to tolerate suffering, we have to tolerate our, you know, people saying something to us. Titikshava, right? Bhagavad Gita teaches us titikshava. But Girira Govardhan is not in the mood of titikshava, it is pramoda. There is a difference between titikshava and pramoda. Tolerance and excess is different. So we have to practice tolerance in service. Now Girira Govardhan is practicing, not practicing, he is in pramoda. He is in ecstasy. And sir, and even cows is served. Means basically, Govardhan is the best servant of Krishna because he is serving Krishna's devotees also. Srila Prabhupada, by explaining this past time in the Krishna book, he writes that Govardhan Hill's speciality is Girira Govardhan knew the secret of how to please Krishna. And that was by pleasing Krishna's devotees. Cows, Krishna's friends. So Govardhan was serving Krishna's devotees and Krishna and Balaram. And how did he serve? That is revealed in the last line. Andaya Madhira Pada Haridasa Varyo Yat Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayo Stayorya Paniya Suya Vasakandara Kandara Mule. These four things are revealed beautifully. Paniya. Sri Girira Govardhan offered fresh water from the lakes and waterfalls in Govardhan. So whenever the boys, Krishna's friends would be tired, they would drink this water and they would feel refreshed. And the cows would get water. Suyavasa. Suyavasa means very, very soft grass. Like, you know, there are many types of grasses described in Vrindavan. Some were very soft grass for the cows. Some grasses were special, they would be used for sacrifice, like India. Some grasses the cows would drink and they would be very special milk. So like that. Govardhan would provide both paniya and suyavasa. And Kandara, this is very exciting. Govardhan has many beautiful caves. So Krishna and Balaram and his friend would enter those caves. When it was very hot outside, they would enter the cave and feel very cool. And then when it was cold, they would enter the caves and become feel very warm. So Govardhan would provide so many beautiful facilities for the pleasure of Krishna, Balaram and his friends. Paniya Suyavasa Kandara Kandamule. Kandamule means roots. Also Govardhan provided roots, fruits, vegetables, flowers. So when Krishna and Balaram and his friends would walk on Govardhan, Govardhan would melt in ecstatic love. And that ecstasy would result in the stones of Govardhan becoming soft like butter. And that would give pleasure to Krishna's lotus feet. So, and the Govardhan would also create natural thrones on his body, so that Krishna and his friends could sit there and they could enjoy. And how did Govardhan prove? How did Govardhan show that he is in ecstasy? This pramoda word is very important. What is the proof? So the scriptures explain that Govardhan would always have grasses very tall and erect. Just like if somebody is in ecstasy, the hairs on his body would stand on end. And always in Govardhan, it was seen that on all the stones, you will see that the drops of water is always trickling. So this is compared to somebody in ecstasy, and in ecstasy is having perspiration. So Girira is having ecstatic perspiration. He is having his hair standing on end. And basically, there will always be moisture also in Govardhan. And so that moisture is compared to the hair standing in ecstasy, and the tears that would be trickling down the stones is compared to the tears of ecstasy that devotees have when they are practicing and when they are experiencing Krishna's love. So like this, basically Govardhan is Sat Chit Ananda. He is eternal, fully conscious and fully blissful. So this is our great fortune that we are getting an opportunity to celebrate this festival. Of course, we all know that Krishna revealed in one past time, we will discuss soon, we will not yet come to that, that Krishna is not different from Govardhan, right? We all know that. But still, if you see in this verse, gopis are approaching Krishna, Govardhan as how? They are approaching him as Haridasa Varya. This is very interesting. Although Krishna has revealed to everyone that he is not different from Govardhan, but gopis are approaching Govardhan as the best servant of Krishna. Why are gopis not approaching Govardhan as Lord Hari only? Because they are in the mood of separation and they want to meet and serve Krishna. So because they want to meet Krishna, they want to serve Krishna, so when they see Giriraj as a servant of Krishna and they can pray to Giriraj, please give us association of Krishna. So gopis, first of all, let us understand the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam gopaganascha gopyo vilokya govinda viyoga khinnam radhaja kushashru vilochanabhyam govinda damodara madhavayati. Vrindavan, everybody in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam gopaganascha gopyo, everyone. Only mood is vilokya govinda viyoga khinnam. Constantly looking towards Krishna in separation. And the best amongst them is Radha Jagushashru Vilochanabhyam. Srimati Radharani, whose eyes are constantly filled with tears and she's only crying, Govinda Ramodara Madhavati Mandara Mule Vadanaviram Bimbadare Puritavehunadam Gopa Gopi Janamadhe Samstam Govinda Damodara Madhavati. And the height is when Krishna is standing under the kadamba tree and playing his flute, Mandara Mule Vadanaviram Bimbadare, his adara is reddish like a bimba fruit, Venunagam. Even at that time, Gopa Gopi Janamadhe Samstam, all the Gopas, Gopis, everyone is there and they're all feeling that separation from Krishna, they are feeling ecstatic separation from Krishna and they are chanting constantly Govinda Damodara Madhavi. So the gopis' mood is, you know, look at the thought process of the gopis. They are thinking, see, we want Krishna. This is the foundation. Krishna, I want Krishna. They want to be with Krishna. So now how can we be with Krishna? We need mercy, we need blessings of great souls. So if great souls give us blessings, we will get Krishna. And who are the great souls? They are servants of Lord Hari. And who is the best servant of Lord Hari? Giriraj Govardhan. So if we go to Govardhan, we should go to Govardhan and pray to Giriraj, and by his mercy, all our desires will be fulfilled. And then we will be able to meet Krishna. We will be able to serve Krishna. So the problem at that time was, gopis were always under the protection of the elders. See, elders, relatives, so gopis could not directly go to Krishna and meet him and express their love. So they had to be secret, it was clandestine, you know. They had to be very discreet. So no chance to meet Krishna in publicly like that. So now what they would do, they would think, let us go to Giriraj and pray to Giriraj. And we will tell our parents that we want to go to Mansi Ganga, because in Mansi Ganga there is Haridev temple. So Haridev, so they went in the pretext of worshipping Lord Vishnu. Haridevji at Mansi Ganga. But, so they want mercy. So when they come there, but they know that the mercy they will get from Haridas is greater than the mercy they will get from Haridev. And that's why they are approaching Giriraj as Haridas earlier. And this is therefore in the pretext of, see, they would tell their parents, the pretext would be, we want to go over the hill to worship Haridev, Mansi Ganga. So the parents would give blessings, then the gopis would come there. And the mood was to meet Krishna. So if you see, we all have read and we have heard all the scriptures, what is the focus? That we have to serve devotees, right? First canto, how do we begin? Shushrusho, Shuddhadanasya, Vasudeva, Tatavaji, Sya, Mahatsevaya, Mahatsevaya, Vipra, Punyatirtha, Mahatsevaya is the most important. So Giriraj is teaching us.
serve devotees. Fifth canto, we hear this verse, Mahat Sevam Varam Aur Vimuktes Tamad Varam Yoshitam Sandhisandhara. So the greatest mercy, greatest benefit gopis know they will get from Giriraja. Now, Krishna did expand himself as Govardhan. He said, he showed everyone, I am Govardhan. But still, gopis worship Govardhan as Haridasa. Now you say, what is correct? What is the correct way of seeing Govardhan? What should we do? Both are correct ways of seeing. But we should know one thing. Mercy of a devotee is greater than mercy of Krishna. And means mercy of devotee is mercy of Krishna only. But rather than directly getting mercy of Krishna, if we follow the gopis, we will get benefit more. Like a simple example, let us take. Who is Lord Chaitanya and Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna only. But he is giving us something which Krishna could not give. What is that Krishna could not give, which Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving? Krishna prema. And Gauranga is Krishna, but Gauranga is in the mood of Krishna's devotee. So this is a proof that Krishna's devotee is more merciful than Krishna directly. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer was always what? Gopi Bhartor Padakamlayo Dasada Padapanda. So we want to be, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ambition was to be servant of gopis. And he fulfilled that ambition, he achieved that ambition by approaching Govardhan Hill in that mood. See, you see, there's a beautiful purport, this is a verse, sorry, not purport. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita Ante Lila, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in great ecstasy. And he's feeling separation. So we see the way he's approaching Govardhan. I just read the translations. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Chataka Parvat, he would always say Chataka Parvat is Giri Govardhan. So one day he ran towards Chataka Parvat thinking it is Govardhan and he fell unconscious. So Kaviraj Goswami describes that, so when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy and the devotees came there and they started kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all the Vaishnavas, he returned to partial external consciousness and spoke to Swarupa Damodara as follows. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Who has brought me here from Govardhan Hill? I was seeing Lord Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Today, I went from here to Govardhan Hill to find out if Krishna was tending his cows there. I saw Lord Krishna climbing Govardhan Hill. I saw Krishna playing his flute and surrounded on all sides the grazing cows. Hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, Srimati Radharani and all her gopi friends came there to meet him. They were all very nicely dressed. When Krishna and Srimati Radharani entered a cave together, the other gopis asked me to pick some flowers for them. And just then, all of you came and made tumultuous sound and carried me from there to this place. Why have you brought me here? Lord Chaitanya said, you are causing me unnecessary pain. I had a chance to see Krishna's pastimes, but now I cannot see them. Kaviraj Goswami says, Etapoli Mahaprabhu Karena Krandan Tandra Dasha Deki Vaishnava Karena Rodan. Saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to weep, and when all the Vaishnavas saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crying, they also began to weep. This is our process. Gauravil Maharaj, when he inaugurated the ISKCON Bhuvaneshwar temple, he said, we have opened a crying school here. So, our mood is to be in separation of Krishna and crying for Krishna's mercy. And approaching Giri Govardhan in that mood, that please be merciful to me. Please help me, you know, come closer to Krishna, will help us access the greatest mercy of Giriraja Govardhan. So this is a very nice way of approaching Sri Giri Govardhan. There is a lot more we can discuss. We'll discuss the pastime also briefly. But we have to understand that in Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami has told us very clearly that Vrindavan is the highest abode, but in Vrindavan it is Govardhan. Because you know, gopis, they would constantly go to Surya Kund. Their daily pastime was to go to Surya Kund and pray. Why they would go to Surya Kund? Because they wanted
Suryadev's mercy. And what mercy they wanted from Suryadev? That you please don't rise early in the morning. And you please set very fast. So the gopas, but the parents of the gopis, they would allow the gopis to go and pray to Suryadev, because Suryadev, if they get Suryadev's mercy, you know, they will, our daughters will get good husband. And the gopas, they would always go to Chandra Sarovar to pray, to moon god. Why? So they would be praying to moon god that you please, you go fast and let sunrise happen. You don't be there in Vrindavan so much. Because they want to spend, because they could spend, gopas could spend time with Krishna in the daytime, gopis could spend in the night time. And when the gopas and boys would go to Chandra Sarovar, the parents would be very happy, because Lord Chandra is, you know, he will make your mind very peaceful. So they were very hopeful that our children will get very nice mercy of Chandra Dev. So like that. So the both groups want Krishna, basically. Gopas also want, gopis also want. Now Krishna, look at his dilemma, he has to reciprocate with everyone. And Krishna has said, Yegatanam prapadyante. But in Vrindavan it is difficult, you know. Because in Vrindavan, Krishna has to expand himself. And if he expands himself, they all become in awe and reverence. They start seeing him like Dwarka. Dwarka is different, no? Krishna cannot expand there. So what to do? So he enacted this beautiful pastime, where everyone, gopas, gopis, everyone could be with Krishna day and night, 24 hours. And Giridhar is not an ordinary person. He is the son of Dronachal. When Pulasya Rishi came there, he wanted one cave for his japa meditation. So he picked up the hill and he was given, Dronachal said, you can take. So he wanted to take his favorite son, Govardhan. So but then, there's a lot of separation, it's a long pastime, beautiful pastime, but the essence of that pastime is Govardhan took a promise from Pulasya Rishi that if he keeps him down somewhere, he will not move after that place. So when you consider the arrangement of the Lord, when Pulasya Rishi was carrying Govardhan over Vrindavan, that's when he got an urgent call of nature. So when he dropped Govardhan there, Govardhan then permanently settled there, he couldn't move. But Pulasya Rishi was very angry. He cursed Govardhan that, you are not coming with me, I curse you that you will shrink by one mustard seed size every day. But Acharya says that actually Govardhan is shrinking not because of the curse, it is because of separation from Krishna. So our Narayana Bhatta Goswami in Vrajabhakti Vilas, he explains how Govardhan is Govardhan's most special pastime in all yugas. In Dwapar Yuga we know the 7 days, 7 nights pastime. That is Dwapar Yuga. In Satya Yuga is this pastime, Pulasya Rishi carrying Govardhan. In Treta Yuga, there is a very special pastime of Giri Govardhan. When Hanumanji was, you know, they were making bridge for Lanka. So Hanuman got idea that we will go and take Govardhanji. So Govardhan will be a very good bridge. So when he came and he was about to pick up Govardhan, and Govardhan was ecstatic, getting opportunity to serve. But as he was about to pick up Govardhan, Lord Ram's bridge activity got complete and Lord Ram blew the conch shell. So when that sound came, Hanumanji understood, Arey, construction project over, complete. So then Govardhan became very sad, Arey, you cannot take me. So then Hanumanji said, no, I give a benediction, I give a special blessing that in this yuga, even if I had taken you, you would have been one of the big rocks there, you would have been one part of the bridge. You know, you would have your attention, it would have been shared attention. But in next yuga, when my Lord comes, you will get exclusive attention of the Lord. So Govardhan was so happy, but Govardhan had this habit of saying Aniyo. So he said, Aniyo, I want more blessing. Hanumanji said, okay, I give one more blessing. That see, if I had taken you and if I had made the bridge to Lanka, then Lord Ram would have stepped on you and you would have gone to Lanka and then never again you would have walked on. So one time service you would have done. So I bless you that in the next yuga, when the Lord comes, He will constantly be walking on you, every day. So then Giri Govardhan was very grateful. He said, can you give me one more blessing? Just one more? So Hanumanji became very happy. Hanumanji smiled and said, you know, if I had taken you to make the bridge for Lanka, my Lord Ram would have walked on you. He would have placed His lotus feet on you.
But in the next incarnation, he will keep you above his head, and he will carry you above his head also. So then Govardhan was very happy. That is the pastime when Krishna lifted the Govardhan. So like this, in all four yugas, Kaliyuga also, you know, Madhavendrapuri's pastime is there. He actually reinitiated this process of Govardhan Puja. And Acharya has given in detail why Krishna performed Govardhan pastime. There are many reasons given. Of course, one is Anumanji's words, what Krishna wanted to prove, right? But there's another reason. There's a very interesting reason given. That Indra, he cut the wings of all mountains. You know, once upon a time the mountains could fly. So Indra cut the wings. So then the mountains were very angry with Indra. So they were very upset with Indra. So now Krishna knew that Indra is becoming proud. So I have to teach him a lesson. So Krishna is expert in playing transcendental politics. When Krishna knows how to really do the best thing. So Krishna said, let me use Indra's enemy to crush Indra. Indra ke wound mein salt dali. So like that, our Acharya Vaishnava will say that Krishna used Govardhan to humble Indra. That's the reason why he performed this pastime. There are many other reasons. Like Krishna boys and the girlfriends of Krishna, they would always be praying. They all wanted to see Krishna. So Krishna decided that because it is not possible to meet, satisfy all of them all the time, let us have this pastime where 7 days, 24 hours each day, one whole week, 168 hours, all Brajavasis are association of Krishna. You know, we have this concept of night out. People want to have a night out. So Krishna gave this opportunity to all the residents of Vrindavan. Not night out, week out. Entire week they were with Krishna. And everyone was with Krishna. And Krishna is this Govardhan pastime is very special because one Vaishnava explains that, you know, Krishna is always hungry. Krishna would do this pastime in Vrindavan being hungry, and other people would always be in anxiety. Krishna is always hungry. So she would feed Krishna every 3 hours. That means in one day, how many times Mother Yashoda would feed Krishna? 8 times. So when the Govardhan pastime happened for 7 days and 7 nights, it is said that they were all staring at Krishna. It was complete ecstasy. When the pastime got over, Mother Yashoda made a calculation. 7 days. We didn't feed Krishna. And 3 times, every 3 hours we have to feed. So, how many times? So, how many is that? 56. So, Mother Yashoda made an announcement. We will have now 56 items with respect to Krishna now. That's the origin of Chappan Bhog. So, Govardhan Leela is the origin of Chappan Bhog festival. So Mother Yashoda, so when the Govardhan pastime was happening, Krishna was holding. Mother Yashoda would see Krishna is holding Govardhan. And actually Krishna would sometimes tremble holding the Girdhar. Because he wanted to, Krishna's mood is he wants to get attention of Radharani. So if he does something different than Krishna, Radharani would see. But Mother Yashoda, when she saw Krishna's finger is shaking and the Govardhan is shaking. So, see, Mother Yashoda would pray. And she actually looked at Girdhar with anger. And she said, if you don't behave yourself properly, I will curse you. So Girdhar got so afraid, so Girdhar went one inch above Krishna's finger. He could, no problem. And then Krishna was comfortably able to put his finger. So like that, the many details are given. How Krishna would perform all pastimes to show off. Krishna wanted to show off to his most dear devotees, especially to Srinath Radharani. So why? So he explains, Kavi Karnapur explains why Krishna was remaining for 2 hours in the coils of Kali. Because he said, if I am remaining in the coils helplessly, all the results are in anxiety and the news will spread, everyone will come to know, the news will spread to Barsana also, and then they will all come, you know, Vishwana Maharaj will come, Kritita will come, and they will come with Radharani. And then when they come, and that's what happened, they all came. So when they came, and then Krishna saw, okay, everybody is there. Okay, Srimad Radharani is here.
Then Krishna started dancing, released himself. So he was waiting for the right time. Same thing in Govardhan pastime. Why he lifted the past, the Govardhan? This is one of the most esoteric reasons given by the Vaishnava acharyas. So that everybody is there and now I can please Radharani. So like that, and what happened during this pastime is interestingly, everybody was seeing differently. Like Mother Yashoda was always afraid. But Balaramji would constantly catch Krishna red-handed, throwing loving glances upon the gopis. So that is another way of... So basically everybody was seeing Krishna differently. Madhu Mangal and others were always in an enjoying mood. And see that we all know this pastime. So we will be discussing a little bit of the pastime also. But we need to know that we know this pastime but we don't know. Brahmaji in his prayer is saying, Janantu eva janantu kim bhutva mahaprabhu vaibhavantam gochara. That people may say they know you Krishna, but I don't know you. So he said my obeisances to those who say that they know Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, but I don't know your glories, my dear Lord. No, like many times they say, oh, Uttara pastime, Prabhuji, I know this pastime. We can give an acronym, five points to learn, five lessons to learn from Putana pastime. But one devotee was giving class in New Vrindavan, and one Prabhupada disciple came after the class and he said, sorry Prabhu, I missed your class. So this devotee was shocked and he said, Prabhu, but you already know what, you know, all these basic things I am speaking. So immediately that Prabhupada disciple is 72 years old, he just folded his palms and he said, no Prabhu, I don't know. If I had known, I would have attended your class. You know, if you know, you will actually hear more. Hmm? So, I missed your class because I don't know. So it's very interesting. When we think I know, we don't want to attend. We don't want to hear it. But Krishna wanted to show the glories of Govardhan to the whole world. And it is said that Govardhan was actually neglected for one entire yuga cycle. And people had forgotten the glories of Govardhan. So to reinstate Govardhan's position, Krishna told Indra, "Chalo Indra, we have a very nice service. You have to nicely bathe him for 7 days and 7 nights." So like this, Krishna made a nice plan. This is another thing. So anyway, there are many pastimes and Krishna always finds it difficult to reciprocate with all the devotees in Vrindavan. So he said, Govardhan Lila was their best chance to reciprocate with everyone. And like that, there are many, many reasons, many things spoken in many scriptures. And one very important rule, when we do Govardhan Parikrama, we are told always don't pick up any Govardhan Shila. If you pick up any Govardhan Shila, you have to keep equivalent amount of gold there. So you can't do that, so don't do it. But Giriraj Govardhan will come to you if needed. And our greatest acharyas, Sri Sanatana Goswami, at the age of 91, he was doing Giriraj Parikrama, not the one we do now, shortcut 21 kilometers. We used to do the bigger one every day. So then Krishna only came and told him, don't do the parikrama. He gave that Shila, which is in another Damodar temple. And Ranthana Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, all of Goswami used to give that parikrama. Raghunath Das Goswami wrote this Govardhan, Vasa, Pratana, Dashakam. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur used to glorify and worship Sri Giriraj. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in 1936, when he established Gaudiamath in Puri, the Chataka temple, August 1936, there he was there. And October 1936, he sent his disciples to England for preaching. And they asked him, how will we survive there? He sent, I think, Bhan Maharaj and one more devotee, two, three devotees he sent. So, at that time, Bhaktivedanta Thakur gave them Govardhan Shila. And he said that Giriraj will protect them. And then Bhaktivedanta Thakur moved to Chataka Parvat. And daily for 46 days, before leaving this world, every day he was hearing the prayers to Giriraj Govardhan. One of the most stalwart devotees in ISKCON, his name, surname, refers to the Rocky Mountains of North America. And he was very attached to his name, thinking that, you know, my name refers to the Rocky Mountains, the solid mountains of North America. And when he was going to get initiated, he was very scared that Srila Prabhupada may change his name. But Srila Prabhupada gave the name to Glen Teton. Teton is the most famous Rocky Mountains in North America. So Srila Prabhupada gave him the name. So your new name will be Giriraj Das. So Giriraj Maharaj
was very happy when he heard the name. He was thinking that, oh, Prabhupada will give me some name. I'm very attached to my name. Of. So from the Rocky Mountains of North America, he got the name of the greatest mountain ever. So Srila Prabhupada was very much simple like that. And once when Srila Prabhupada had this briefcase, he had many things in his briefcase. One devotee came to Srila Prabhupada and he gave a new briefcase. So, you know, sometimes devotees would give new socks, new watch to Prabhupada, thinking that Prabhupada would return the old one as Maha. So they wanted Prabhupada as Maha. So they thought best is to give him something new. So one devotee brought a nice briefcase for Srila Prabhupada, new one. And he had his eyes on the old briefcase. So he said, I'll get Maha. So he gave that gift to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said, thank you very much. And he took it and he kept it. And then Prabhupada kept smiling, telling him to go. So he was like very disappointed. He wanted the old, Prabhupada understood. Prabhupada said, so you want my old briefcase, right? So he became very sheepish. He said, yes, Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I cannot give you, but I can give you darshan of what is inside. So then he opened the briefcase and Srila Prabhupada showed him there were some pens kept, glass was also there. And there were three beautiful Govardhan Shilas. And Srila Prabhupada said, these are the Shilas he had carried with him when he came to America to establish Islam. So Srila Prabhupada always carried Giriraj with him, Giriraj mercy. And during his last days, when he was about to leave, so this is the most fascinating pastime which, you know, I am simply amazed. Here is a man, I'm trying to look at it in a very mundane way. Srila Prabhupada, he's 82 years old, he's about to leave his body. Doctors have said that he can leave any time. Now, generally when a man is dying at that age of 82, when his body is completely collapsing, we are very body conscious. We want, you know, basic minimum comfort for the body. We only think how my body can be comfortable. So in that extreme pain and uncertainty and death approaching, any person could be forgiven for being body conscious. But Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 82, and he's about to leave this world, and he's lying on the bed, and devotees are saying, any moment he can go, Prabhupada looks at the devotees and says, oh, day after tomorrow is Giriraj Govardhan festival, I want to do Giriraj Parikrama. And devotees are shocked. There become two groups, there's a division. One group says, no way, we can't. Prabhupada's body will break. And the other group wants to follow Prabhupada's order. And not only Prabhupada wanted to do Giriraj Parikrama, you know, when devotees went to Prabhupada during that incident, you know what's Prabhupada's internal mood? What Prabhupada told them when the devotees said, Prabhupada, are you sure we should do Giriraj Parikrama? You want to go to the Parikrama? Your body is completely collapsing. And in that condition, lying on the bed, you know what was Srila Prabhupada's words? He said, of course, we will have a nice picnic there. This is the exact words Prabhupada said. We have a nice picnic in Govardhan, we will cook for Giriraj. Now here is an 82-year-old man whose body is completely, so you can imagine the ecstasy he must be feeling, the joy and love he must be feeling for Shri Giriraj. So this is a very, very, in our parampara, Govardhan festival is very sacred because of all these reasons. Sometimes devotees ask, but why Govardhan has to be in a rock form? Acharya has given very nice explanations for that also. That, like, you know, when you go to ecstasy, when somebody is in ecstasy, he is in a trance form. Then he will be like a rock. But then he comes out of ecstasy and then he becomes normal. But Govardhan loves Krishna so much that he is in such ecstasy that he is always in that form. He is not able to come out of that ecstatic form, ecstatic trance. He is in stunned condition. And also, he has deliberately become rock form because if he is like that, Krishna can be completely normal there. Like in some of the caves, when Krishna comes, when Mother Yashoda would dress Krishna nicely and send him to Govardhan to hurt the cause. But in Govardhan, Krishna would many times change his dress. He would become little more differently would dress. So he would go to the cave. So sometimes when you tighten his dhoti, now see in Govardhan, like, you know, if you go to the bathroom and you remove your kurta, and if the wall starts talking, or if the wall starts looking at you, you will feel so embarrassed. So you would want privacy. But Acharya explained that when Krishna is in the cage of Govardhan, he is completely at ease because Govardhan is in so much ecstasy, but he has taken a rock form so that Krishna has no shyness, Krishna doesn't feel embarrassed at all, and he can nicely relax himself and be at ease. So like that you can see so many purports or Acharyas are giving. So, as you know, I was preparing for this festival class, I was hearing Jagat Tarani Mataji's
She gives us amazing, amazing class on Govardhan Festival. She, every year she speaks Gurujan Prabhu also at the Govardhan retreat. So she has not referred to many scriptures. And in a short 45 minutes, she spoke the whole pastime. So I just picked up some points from her class. I just shared. So you can you'll find it on YouTube. I think in Melbourne, Jagatani Mataji gave a class 3 years ago. It's called Part 1 and Part 2. So she explains in this pastime. So about, okay, before we discuss Giriraj's pastime, Krishna lifting the Govardhan, you can chant this prayer. Because if we hear this pastime, there is a benediction of all our klesha, all the dukkha, the misery that we have in our heart. It is said all of that will be destroyed if we hear Govardhan pastime. There is a very beautiful prayer, which is to Sri Giriraj. You can chant that now, you can repeat after me. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Govardhan Namine.
Shri Govardhan Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Dayine.
Paramananda Dayine.
In this prayer, we are saying Namaste Girirajaya. O Giriraj, I am offering my respectful obeisances to you. Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine. His name Shri Govardhana. And what is his blessing? Ashesha Klesha Nashaya. Unlimited Klesha that we have. All will be destroyed. And then what? Paramananda Dayine. He will give Paramananda. Highest bliss. But just imagine, can you explain logically how people are doing parikrama of Giriraj every day? Extreme winter, extreme summer, there are people who are doing every day parikrama. Forget that, there are people doing twice, two times parikrama. There are people who are doing three times parikrama every day. Means almost 11 to 12 hours in a day they are spending. But nobody is paying them to do it. What is there in Giriraj that has charmed their heart? That they give up everything and they just keep doing parikrama. It must be amazing. So, Jagatani Mataji was saying that, even I've experienced what she was saying, because I could, that immediately resonated with me. You know, in my room also upstairs where I'm staying, sometimes I put the curtain, and sometimes I'm very late, tired or sick. Morning, I can experience light in my room, but I know that the curtain is there. I know that the sun is outside. I can experience the light, but I cannot experience the sunshine fully because of the curtain. But that light, it actually inspires me to remove the curtain. So Mataji was saying that when we hear Krishna Katha, especially these pastimes of Krishna, what happens is, when we hear Govardhan pastime, it is like light entering the room. It is like, you know that there is sun outside. When we hear this pastime, we know Krishna is there. And then we will be inspired to remove the curtain. In the sense, we will be inspired to actually experience Krishna directly. So therefore, hearing is very, very important. So, of course, Vrindavan residents, they don't have to remove the curtain. They are already seeing Krishna, the son of Krishna. But we hear this pastime so that the son of Krishna will rise in our hearts. And we are inspired. And we have the faith to take shelter of Krishna. So this pastime happened when Krishna was in Vrindavan herding the calves. So one day when he came back with Balaram, he saw a lot of arrangements happening. You know, some people were busy cooking, some people were collecting wood, some people were taking chana flour and they were, you know, making preparations. Everybody was busy with some preparation. And so many activities were going on. Some people were doing a lot of decorations. So Nanda Bhagavan was overseeing everything and he was walking around. So Krishna and Balaram, you know, in the sunset time when they returned from the forest, they observed and they were curious. So they wanted to find out exactly what is happening. So Krishna approached his father, Nanda Maharaj, and with folded hands he asked, "Oh Baba, what is happening? Why is everyone so busy? It seems like some very big event going to happen." So Nanda Maharaj, feeling great love for his darling Krishna, he said, "Yes, Lala, there is a very big yagya now going to happen." Immediately Krishna said, "What yagya, Baba? For whom? Why? What?" So many questions Krishna would ask. So Nanda Maharaj and others would think, Krishna is too small. You know, why is asking? He did not understand. So then he remained silent. So when he remained silent, Krishna immediately said,
that Baba, you know, great souls like you, they are sadhus. They will always see everyone equally and they will never keep secrets. And besides, I am your son. Please explain to me everything. Please tell me everything. So then Nandu Maharaj and others, they looked at him. Bachcha hai, kya bolne ka isko? Small 7-year-old boy. So then Nandu Maharaj said, nahi, bachcha hai, theek hai. Bol dete hain, isko interest hai. Kyunki aage jaake isko bhi karna hai. Hindu Dev ki puja. So then Nandu Maharaj thought, let me tell what it is to Krishna, because he will understand today, then one day in future he will also do. Anyway, he has to do this Indra Puja. But little did he know that Krishna was asking to stop this. So Nanda Maharaj picked up Krishna on his lap and he said that we are doing this yajna for worshipping Indra. So then, when he explained this, Krishna very innocently asked his father, Father, but why are we doing this Indra Puja? Is this mentioned in Vedas? Or is it because it is some popular festival? So Nanda Maharaj said, no. Because when he was thinking, Krishna was asking if it is some custom, some ritual. So then Nanda Maharaj explained, no, this is, you know, a popular custom, popular feature of our cowherd life, because for generations our family has got mercy of Indradev. He is a king of all devas. And all the clouds are controlled by Indra, because rain comes from the clouds. Clouds are controlled by Indradev. So our wealth is cows, and the cows need grass, and grass need rain, rain need cloud, and clouds are controlled by Indra. So then Krishna said, but Baba, what if we don't do this Indra Yagya, what will happen? He would ask such questions. So then Nanda Maharaj would say, see, we have to serve Indra, because other than auspiciousness. Now that there is no rain, there will be no trees, there will be no grass. And if we give up Indra's worship out of pride, that is not good. Our fortune, we'll have no fortune. And so we have to carefully observe this festival. So as Krishna was hearing all of this, Krishna became unhappy. You know why Krishna became unhappy? What is the reason? Because there is a very important reason. Krishna was seeing that his relatives are all attached to Indra Puja. So Krishna was thinking, all devtas including Shiva, Brahma, Indra, they all worship me. Shiva, Brahma worship me. Now, I worship my parents, Nanda Baba, I worship the Brajavasis. And they have faith in Indra. So, Brahma, Shiva worship me. I worship my family. That means my family is superior to me, for naturally they are superior to Indra also. So, if I am worshipping my parents, so how can they worship Indra? And even if they worship Indra, Indra should have some decency to not accept that worship. He should refuse that worship. He is proud. So I have to break his pride. So thinking like this, Krishna started speaking completely faulty logic. He said, Baba, but work is greater than worship of Indra. Whatever we are getting is not because of Indra. Because everything results from our whatever we do, we get results. So immediately Nanda Maharaj said, no, work is inert. It is the master who gives the reward for the work. Then Krishna said, but Baba, you are saying Indra gives all this. Have you ever seen Indra? Does he come to accept the offering? And where does he live, Baba? Where does Indra live? So then Nanda Maharaj said, dear Kana, Indra lives in the heavenly planets. So then immediately Krishna said, but why will he come from heaven? Heaven they are all enjoying, no? We are very simple covered men and women. What has Indra got to do with us? So like that, Krishna was trying to convince his parent not to worship Indra. So when finally, then Krishna changed the argument. He said, but Baba, nature is supreme. Immediately Nanda Baba said, no. Actually, nature is controlled by the Lord. So like that, back and forth. So then Krishna said, but Baba, look at Indra, how foolish he is. He is giving so much rain. And the rain is falling on all kinds of lands. And so much rain is putting on oceans. There is no need of water there. And there are so many deserts. Why doesn't he put rain there?
He's giving so much land where he puts rain. Did this land do puja? No. And when he gives floods, my dear father, is that flood mercy of Krishna, mercy of Indra? So then Krishna says, rain is all coming from Rajoguna, nothing to do with Indra. So Zanandamara says, no son, you know, he basically explains. So basically Krishna is taking all Gadbad philosophy. Complete Gadbad. Wrong philosophy Krishna is speaking. But it is okay, you know, because he is after all, or Rahu and Maharaj is saying, he mantla over here. He says, Krishna sahab, Gadbad bol rahe. Par chalega, bachcha hai, 7 saal ka. Bada hoke Gita sunayega, tab bhi kar dega. So when Krishna will become big, he will speak Bhagavad Gita and he will make all everything proper. So then, Krishna explains then to his father that, father, we are all gopas and we are dependent on land and we should worship Giriraj because Giriraj is offering us, giving us grass, water, and because of him we can care for the cows. So let us worship Giriraj as the big devta. And then Krishna said, oh Baba, I love Giriraj very much and I will be very happy if you worship Giriraj. Similarly, Chandamara said, yes Krishna, yes Lala, we will satisfy you, we will satisfy Giriraj, we will do a second yajna. And immediately Krishna said, no delay, my dear father, we will transfer all the ingredients that you have collected and you will worship Giriraj instead. So immediately, now Krishna knew that this argument will not help because the gopas are all very intelligent people. They will argue with Krishna. So the ultimate Brahmastra Krishna used was, I want Giriraj to be worshipped. And all the seniors discussed what to do. Some of them said, you know, Indra will become very angry if you do this worship. But then they said, but we want to please Krishna. What is the purpose of our existence? Only to make Krishna happy. So then they all said, yes, Krishna, we will do what you say. So then Nanda Maharaj looked at Krishna and said, oh Krishna, tell us what we should do. How we should worship Giriraj. So then Krishna said, Baba, please have faith in me. Prepare an ocean of milk, yogurt, fresh butter, laddu, rice, puris, cakes, mountains of rice. Pour ghee on it. Let us surround Giriraj with food. And let us perform puja and offer it to Giriraj. And then we will feed that Mahaprasad to everyone, including the dogs and dog eaters and chandalas. But Baba, do not offer anything to Indra. So then, and then Krishna says, and after the feast, we will decorate ourselves beautifully, and then we will circumambulate Giriraj. And then, my dear Baba, Giriraj will fulfill all your desires. Now, this pastime we all know, Indra is soon going to become angry. And a very, very interesting thing is going to happen. Immediately, the residents of Vrindavan, in great enthusiasm to please Krishna, they started putting colorful flags, festoons, canopies on Govardhan. And Nandamala brought all the puja items and tumultuous sound happened, chanting of mantras. And you know, this sound was going up to Swargaloka and it was giving great pain to Indra's ears. And then the festival, so many gulab ghat, so many food. It was basically chaotic. Chaotic excitement. Everybody was running around. And every house they were making rice, sweets, all around the hill they were covering. From early morning they were cooking. And everybody was thinking, we have to do whatever pleases Krishna. So then finally they all gathered at Mukharavin near Mansinganga. Nanda Maharaj made an announcement. He gave a statement. He said, this yajna we are performing now is exclusively for Giriraj. And from now on, no more yajna to Indra. And all the brahmanas in great joy, they chanted Samaveda mantras. They put beautiful tilak on Giriraj and they bathed Giriraj with milk. And then Nanda Maharaj announced, Giriraj is a big devta. We will all pray to him for our protection. So then, actually during this festival, nobody thought of budget. In general, you have to think of budget in every festival. But Govardhan festival is something where we don't think of budget. They just created a beautiful festival. And he said that another hill was created, like Govardhan. And that hill was filled with rice preparations. And there was ghee put on it. It was appearing like a golden mountain Kailash. You know, because when you put a lot of rice and you put ghee on it, like it's like a golden flowing. and multicolored cakes, sabzis, pots filled with dal, and fragrant camphor, elaichi, you know, cardamom, all of that was there. And Krishna was smiling. He said, "Now, Baba, offer this to Giriraj." And when they offered, you know what happened? A gigantic form appeared. It was glowing like thousand suns, and it was visible behind the mountain and above the hill. And to remove the doubts of everyone, actually Krishna himself assumed the beautiful four-handed form on the top of the hill. And as a little boy, he was standing in front of the hill also and offering prayers. And seeing this, look at this scene, Krishna is looking at his own form as Giriraj, and Krishna said, "Oh great Devta, who are you?" And then this personality was more effulgent than thousand suns. He said, this divine personality replied, "Oh little boy, I am Govardhan. I have come to accept all your offerings." So everybody got excited, started jumping, shouting in great joy, and Krishna made everybody quiet. And Krishna pointed out, he said, "Do you all realize Govardhan has manifested before you as a brilliantly effulgent person? The hill has appeared to fulfill all your desires." So Krishna has made a very big declaration. Govardhan has appeared for what? Giriraj, Govardhan has appeared for what purpose? To fulfill all your desires. And I had one live experience of this. I am Gauran Prabhu and few brahmacharis were doing Govardhan Parikrama in 2002. Intense. And as we were about to complete the Parikrama, Gauran Prabhu, we were all chanting, get vowed that we will not do any mundane prajalpa, only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So as we were completing the Parikrama, Gauran Prabhu looked at me and said, "Kya ya, thak gaya ya." And he is a South Indian, he is from Tamil Nadu. So he was saying, "Arey, maa hoti to garam garam rasam pila deti abhi. Garam garam rasam yaad aa raha hai." He said like that. And believe it or not, in 2 minutes later, we walked ahead, there was a stall, devotees, ISKCON devotees had put up a stall and they were serving hot prasad, khichdi, rasam, rice, dal, and there was rasam. Yes. So when we went there, we got hot rasam, rasam and rice. So Giriraj is very, very merciful. I know one of my very, very dear friends, and when he used to come to ISKCON temple when he was a young boy, and he said, "Prabhuji, I'm not getting a job." And I said, "We are going for Vrindavan, I said, why don't you come along?" So he came, and he intensely prayed Giriraj, and after Giriraj Parikrama, next day he got a phone call and he got a very good job. And after 3 years, again he told me, "Prabhuji, you know, my shadi nahi ho raha, I'm not getting married." So I said, "I'm going to Vrindavan, would you like to come?" So he came there and intensely prayed, and next day the alliance matched, the marriage board, the alliance that proposed, everything clicked and he got married. And trust me, last almost six years, they couldn't conceive. But he didn't ask me this time, he knew what to do. And they went to Giriraj, and now Mataji is pregnant. She's... So, how Krishna is merciful, how Giriraj is so merciful. You know, but Govardhan Eco Village, Anantaraga Prabhu told me this, that one couple came there and he was showing them around. No, not Anantaraga, the other devotee. I forget his name. He told me. Kapil then immediately told Anantaraga also. They all know that story. One couple came there, they had not heard of Vrindavan ever in their life. For them, Vrindavan was a name. They know about Vrindavan just like we know about Cochin or Indore. For us, Jabalpur, Murshidabad, it's a name. It's a small city. So he had heard about Vrindavan, something is there. But here, the first time they heard that there is a holy place called Vrindavan, and they had never heard in their life a word called Govardhan. Completely ignorant people, couple. So they were there in Giri, Govardhan Eco Village, and Prabhuji was showing them around, and they asked, "What is this?" He explained to them, and then he told them that if you pray, all your desires are fulfilled. And this couple was married for 10 or 11 years, and they had not had a child. So she is all her sincerity like Mataji, because she had never heard of Govardhan. First visit, she prayed. And after, I think, few days, she came to Govardhan and she made a big, I think, some gifts and all she gave to the devotees, and she offered thanks and she had conceived. So like this, there are many, many miraculous pastimes, but we will soon end by explaining what happened in this pastime. After this offering was made to Giriraj, Krishna taught. Actually, now Krishna started offering obeisances to Giriraj. Krishna is offering obeisances to himself, actually. And Giriraj looked at his obeisances and Giriraj said, he loudly proclaimed his beautiful effulgent form, "Oh, resident of Vrindavan, please know
that I am not like other devtas. I don't remain distant from you. I will eat everything you have offered me. And then suddenly this form developed or revealed, gigantic hands, it was stretched out. And this Giridhar consumed the entire bhoga, mouthful to mouthful, and the Vrajavasis were gazing in wonder with right hand. You know what are the scene? Just imagine this scene. Giridhar with his right hand, this form is taking all the bhoga and eating. And you know what this form was doing with his left hand? With this small pinky finger, he was wiggling and looking up. Basically, he was making fun of Indra. You are inconsequential, see all your bhoga and eating. So like that, Govardhan assumed the gigantic form, right hand is eating everything, and the small left hand finger is looking at Indra and making fun of him and wiggling his finger. And then he finished the whole bhoga, and then what did Govardhan declare loudly? He said, Aniyo, I want more. So then the Vrajavasis brought whatever they had from wherever they had. And again, Giridhar kept saying, Aniyo, and Manila Krishna, and all the Gopas, they were all enjoying feeding Govardhan. Finally, they offered Tulsi, and Giridhar was completely satisfied. And that is the time the Vrajavasis realized that Govardhan is a person. And then Govardhan spoke again. He said, I am very pleased with all of your worship. You worship me so nicely. Go back to your homes and do not fear Indra. And that time, Nanda Maharaj did aarti. And then suddenly, during that aarti, all the bhoga that Govardhan had eaten suddenly reappeared. And Krishna told his father, Baba, do you see how Giridhar ate everything and now see his power? He will tear apart anyone who dishonors him. And then everyone offered, all the offerings reappeared, and they had a sumptuous feast, and then was the best part of the festival. After the feast, they all decorated themselves in beautiful ornament, beautiful decorations, and the parikrama is described in great detail by Vaishnava Acharyas. So in the front of the parikrama, the leading was by, there were very skillful musicians leading the parikrama to Giridhar. And the second row, after the skillful musicians, were the brahmanas, who were in the bullock carts, chanting all the Vedic mantras. And behind them were the cowherd boys with all their sticks jumping, and you know, they were all with their calves going forward. And in the middle of all of them was Krishna. And Krishna had golden ropes, he had ropes on his shoulder, he had a stick which he was throwing in the air. And whenever any calf would stray away, Krishna would run and hold that calf with the tail and bring it back to the group. And that's how these three rows of parikrama was happening. And of course, and in between, while pulling the calf and being in the parikrama, Krishna would take out his bamboo flute and would play beautiful notes on his throat. And behind these three were Nanda Maharaj and the elderly. They would be walking very graciously, peacefully and happily. And they would be smiling in great satisfaction. We have pleased Giridhar, we have pleased Krishna. They were all the leading men of Vrindavan were there. And behind them was a very interesting group of musicians who were playing flute and veena. And then behind them were singers and dancers. So like this, this was a super, super excellent procession that happened. You know, during the Brahmotsava, I used to see, we used to have this procession happening. You know, we get a glimpse of how it, and it is so auspicious, it looks so nice. So you can imagine how it must have been in Govardhan when that procession was happening. And in the last, second last, before the last, the covered men, there were gopis. And these gopis' faces were glowing in happiness. And they were all seated in bullock carts and singing beautiful songs praising Krishna. And all the gopis, wherever they were, all their eyes were fixed on Krishna. And they were all like puppets, you know, like puppets are moved. They were, and amongst themselves, they were speaking a very excited tone. And after the parikrama was over, they were so satisfied that they decided that we will not go back to our homes. So that night, they stayed there only. And great love for Krishna manifested there. And this description of this pastime is beyond even the devtas to describe. So much happiness, everyone was happy except one person. And that person, we all know who that was. And that was Indra, who declared that this is a talkative boy who has taught my yajna. Indra was very angry. And this is very, you know, this is amazing. I always used to wonder. This is inconceivable. Indra is not an asura, right? Indra was not sent by Kamsa.
But still, how can somebody become so angry? I mean, this is actually inconceivable. But that's how anger is. That's how false pride is. And Krishna wanted to humble us. Krishna wanted to teach us the lesson. We have to be very careful. This is a very important pastime. Of course, this we will not discuss now, because there is no time now. But what I will do, I will just continue till 12:30. And as soon as it is 12:30, we will stop. Because I have made 35 pages of notes. And I am on the 17th page now. So basically 50% only I will be covering. But the remaining 50% I am satisfied, and you can go and read Bhagavatam and hear the classes. YouTube has so many classes. I heard Radha Govindmala's classes, Shivshastram Prabhu's classes, Amarendra Prabhu, Jagatarani Mataji, Krishnachandra Shastriji Maharaj. So many devotees have spoken on Govardhan Prasad. But now comes the second part of the Katha, which is Indra's reaction and what happened. This is an amazing, amazing story. So now Indra has become very angry because of false pride. So the biggest lesson here in the second part of the pastime is false pride. False pride is very dangerous. Our Vrishabha Prabhu was giving class some time ago. He was giving the example of Chandrayas Khan. He was saying the Mongolians, he was a Mongolian. Mongolians had this mustache like this. And he was the most powerful ruler. So he saw that one of the neighbors, everybody was giving tax to him. So one of the neighboring kings was also giving tax. His mustache was like this. So Chengiz Khan sent an order that you have to make your mustache also like this only, down, not up. That's why he refused. He said, I have a mustache, I did it. So a big war was declared. And he killed and he destroyed the entire kingdom. So Vrishabha Prabhu was saying, sometimes we find it ridiculous, but we can have false pride on the most serious things. So Indra was a victim of false pride. And what happens next is most amazing. Indra was sitting with his devatas and he called his servants. He said, you please go to this Vrindavan and see what they have actually done. Why they didn't offer me worship? So they went, his spies came to Vrindavan, they saw everything and they came back and reported to Indra. They said, you know, my dear Lord Indra, you know what the friends of Vrindavan are talking among themselves? They are all saying that Giriraj is the greatest devta. He has accepted all our offerings and he gave them back as prasad. He talked with us, he gave us darshan, he gave us blessings. For so many generations they have worshipped Indra. But Indra never showed himself. And from now on, we will only worship Giriraj. And then Indra spies tell Indra that, but my dear Lord, all these Brajvasis are mad people. Imagine, a mountain was worshipped. All the bhoga that is meant for you was given to a pile of rocks. And Indra was already feeling false pride, already very angry, and he became very upset. He said, they just look at these wretched Brajavasis. They just have a few cows and they become so proud. They are forest dwellers and they are offending me. I have maintained them for so many generations and they have forgotten everything. They are ungrateful people. I will smash that entire mountain to pieces. I will destroy them. I will create so much flood that no one will ever dare to offend me again. And then furiously called for the Samvartaka cloud. Samvartaka clouds are not to be called ordinary time. They are supposed to be only time of devastation. And there is very strict control of how you can use Samvartaka clouds. Just like, you know, army cannot use nuclear bomb any time. You can use all Chota-Mota missiles, but you cannot release. So Samvartaka clouds is for very special occasion. And not only it is for special occasion, it is for devastating the entire universe. Now, what Indra is planning to do, he is taking out, he is releasing, he is going to unleash Samvartaka clouds at not an extraordinary time, ordinary time. And secondly, entirely focusing on one village. Can you imagine the impact that Samvartaka clouds can have? Are you getting it? It's like double impact. So, Samvartaka clouds realize this is a very dangerous proposal. They immediately got frightened. They said, no, 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 my lord, we can't do this. This is against the protocol. We are not supposed to attack. Indra is the king of the Devas, so he ordered them and then they marched towards Vrindavan. So from the northern direction they came and from the horizon thunder appeared. It was loud and dangerous moments appeared. And suddenly the men in Vrindavan began to realize something very dangerous is going to happen. They brought all the cows to the barn, and the vast clouds, they blocked the sun. It was pitch dark, and the gopas and gopis became scared. And some of them began to say, "We didn't worship Indra. Now Indra is angry." But Krishna is there. And as they were saying that, the first drop fell. And that drop from the Samvarka cloud was like the size of a pillar. And as it fell on the bull's, horn, the bull got so angry, looked up angrily with the red eyes. And the bull became very afraid also at the same time. Angry also and afraid also. And immediately they looked at Krishna. Everyone said, "Krishna, you always save us. You always give us happiness." And the cows especially looked at Krishna saying, "Krishna, we are in great danger. And this devastation is the perfection of the anarthas, which we cannot remove. If anarthas come in their manifested form, in their personified form, we can't fight them. So only you can deliver us, Krishna. Please save us." But then Krishna said, "Don't worry, Indra sends these rains. Govardhan will give us protection. All of you come to Govardhan. Do not be afraid. Now I am going to enact a special pastime to destroy Indra's pride." And that time everyone came at the foothills of Govardhan, and Krishna picked up the Govardhan hill, and a huge sound was heard. And Krishna, after lifting the hill, he told everyone to come under the hill. And Krishna then told the Vrijavasis, "Just see how merciful Govardhan." Krishna didn't take credit for it. It's very important. Krishna didn't say, "See, I'm so strong, I lifted Govardhan." No. Krishna said, "See, Govardhan is so merciful. You worship Govardhan so nicely. See what Govardhan is doing? Because he's so powerful and he's so happy with you, is it difficult for him to float in the sky? See, even a small child like me, I can lift Govardhan. See, I'm holding him." See, if a mountain is lifted by a crane, just I'm giving a mundane example. If you pick up a big rock with a crane, what will appear below? Snakes, some dirty things, scary things, algae, fungus, what all will be there? Only nobody can say that except some real big babajis can say that. Nobody will go there. But when Krishna lifted Govardhan, you know what was there below the Govardhan? There were beautiful green fields, beautiful lakes, crystal clear water, and grounds with jewels, beautiful cottages. And all the cows and animals are easily accommodated there. And above the Govardhan, lightning is being struck. There was a crisscross of lightning, thunder, intense action. And inside the Govardhan, under the Govardhan, no fear. Only sweet voices could be heard, everybody's attractive sounds, laughter, and everybody's only looking at Krishna's beauty. And everybody's constantly drinking the nectar of Krishna's beauty. No hunger, no thirst, nothing. Of course, we can't imitate all of this. I know, that's an indication. But Giriraj had become a great house for everyone. Lakhs of cows, and all of them could see Krishna. And right in front, and each of the cows was thinking, "Krishna is only looking at me." So like this, there are so much more. You can read this pastime in Krishna book, and in Kavikarna Purva's Anandanavan Champu, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Champu. Of course, Jiva Goswami covers the entire 10th canto, but Kavikarna Purva focuses only on the first 40 chapters of the Vrindavan Leela. So there is a lot more, and so this is an opportunity for us in the Kartik. Now very few days are remaining. Let us absorb ourselves in glory. Also, I would like to end with just 2 minutes, last 2 minutes. What is the essence of the whole thing? The conclusion. I knew that, you know, the class may go long, so I wrote 2 points as an ending point. I want to end with this Srila Prabhupada's pastime. Indradumna Maharaj, when he was a young brahmachari, when Prabhupada came to London, you all know this pastime. Lot of baggage was there. Prabhupada was carried to the temple. Indradumna Maharaj had to stay back. He had to really struggle hard to get Srila Prabhupada's bag. Somehow he managed with great difficulty. He came to the temple, and temple Prabhupada had finished the program. He had taken rest, and devotees had honored prasadam. They were all sleeping. Indradumna Maharaj was exhausted, tired. Nothing, no prasad also. Nothing was remaining. And and nobody was willing to help him carry the luggage upstairs also. So Isidore was so exhausted. He said, I came to Prabhupada's room and I kept that big suitcase and I collapsed on the ground. I was so exhausted. And Srila Prabhupada came and patted me on the back and he said, so much tiredness, so much exhaustion, so much suffering. But once I take you back to the spiritual world, everything will be nice. I remember when Shyamananda Prabhu was telling me that Isidore Ramanasamy Maharaj told him after an intense management meeting, he quoted Srila Prabhupada who said that perfection of Hare Krishna devotee is that we will one day sit on the bank of Yamuna and have picnic with Krishna. But till then, we have to go through this suffering. In this material world, we have to go through it. And when we hear these pastimes, our attraction and our desire to be with Krishna becomes stronger. So today we can offer this final prayer that Krishna, you have killed so many Rakshasas. So if you really want to kill, if you feel like killing, please kill my material desires. And Krishna, you are always breaking so many butter pots. So if you feel like breaking, you please break my false pride. And Krishna, you have burned the enemy camps, Narakasura's kingdom. You are expert in burning everything. So if you really feel like burning, please burn the envy and anger in my heart. And Krishna, you are an expert in lifting also. You lifted Govardhan Hill. And next time if you really feel like lifting, please lift me up. I am so fallen. And I am in the debris, in the pit of material existence. So with this humble prayer and mood, let us happily glorify Sri Giriraj Govardhan in this final aarti that we have now. And we will offer parikrama also to glorify Sri Giriraj. Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. Govardhan Puja Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Kartik Mas Ki Jai. Sri Sri Adar Gopinath Gopal Ki Jai. Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.